First mission, Kiddushin. Isha Niknes v'kesef v'shtar v'biyo. Kesef midolon. Honey, no kesef. Merlin's out of Gzei Rishova. Kichel kichel mizdeyefen. Kachaza kesef. Ki yikach ishisha. Just like that was Niknes with kesef, the field. So too, Kiddushin is with kesef, and an isha is called the sode. The Gemara says nispach nistapcha sodehu. Right? The Gemara uses such a lashon. How do you know that when you mekadesh your wife, you're going to give her a shava pruta or a tavas, and you say hari ad mekadesh li, which makes a union that she is the usher to anybody else. She's mukta to you like hektish kiddushin because Avram bought a field with kesef. What's the shaykhus? Why do I learn out kiddushin? Marrying your wife through kesef that Avram bought them Aras HaMachpelah in which he buried Sarah. Talk about a marriage? That's talking about a funeral. Talking about kavura of Yeisha. Why would you learn kicha kicha mizdei Ephron when you bought a burial place that's what I should do when I get married to give kiddushin money? What does one have to do with the other? Think for a second. Do you think for a second? If you don't think, what's my new sign? If you don't think, you sink. If you don't think, you sink. That's it. Toveya bayam. Think of the other. Yesterday we had great talks of schmoozing thing. I just thought of a terrace right now. In the meantime, I'll tell you my terrace I just thought of. Vayokom Sedei Ephraim. The Sedei of Ephraim, Vayokom. What does Vayokom mean?
It rose up.
Rose up. Like a wave.
Back to those nets.
An ace? What has getting up got to do with an ace?
The whole field rose when...
Who went up?
Yeah.
No, I thought that was the mind that went up. Well, the fields don't get up. Rashi says, Vayokom, Sedei Ephraim, Tekumo hoy solo. A tekuma, elevation, spiritual elevation. She yotzo miyad hedyot liyad melech. It went from the hands of a hedyot, plain, a nobody, and it became a...
Police.
In the hands of a melech. Avram Rashi says became a melech. Eimek hashove. The imam lechim as the melech. Fashas lechucho. Tekuma, Vayokom Masoda. It had an aliyah. You take food, you buy for Shabbos, you say the Kovet Shabbos. The Mishnah Brewer says, Kovet Chaim, you should say the Kovet Shabbos because it affects the food. It's not the same food when you buy for Shabbos and say the Kovet Shabbos Koidish. It had an aliyah. The soda, this regular soda, what Avram bought, Vayokom Sedei Ephron. Tekuma Hoy Solo. It had an aliyah. What is marriage? At chasna, you say a bracha, the first bracha. What's that called? Baruch Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech Haolam. Shakol Baruch Veda. Shakol de Bidor? You ever hear someone say Shakol? And Yotzer Adam, that's the second bracha?
Yeah.
Sure?
You're talking about the second bracha.
Okay, well, you make a bracha called Yotzer Adam. That, what does that bracha mean? Hashem creates man. Present tense. Why would you say that bracha now at a chasen? You should say it at a
when the kid's
born. Yotzer Adam.
Because he's not complete until he's married.
Oh, he's not complete until he's married. Why is he not complete until he's married? Oh, you're really going celestial with this.
Third, backbone.
Back, it's a backbone?
Yeah.
You need a backbone when you get married.
It happens to us.
Not a backbone. It never says it's a tzela. Tzela means the side. Tzela hamishkan. Okay. It means you don't have a shlemus. Ain adam shalom till he gets an isha. You know, the Ish has Aleph Yud Shin, it has the letter Yud. Isha has the letter Hey. Together it spells Hashem's name. And if you take away Hashem and Torah from a marriage, what do you have?
Ish.
Ish. Isha Torah. Send your checks in right now. Right. So that's, so you see that at the chuppah you say Yotzer Adam. The Tekuma. It's coming at the Kuma. You as an individual, she as an individual. You're not two people. The total is more than the sum of its parts. It's greater. The two are not just two people. It's one unit that's way bigger than each individual. So it comes out that you make that bracha, your other marriage is that your Avodas Hashem is going to be better. You're going to be a Baal Chesed, because now you have to do Chesed to your wife. She's not like a roommate that you could just say, I'm getting a new roommate, huh? You snore. I mean, just, you can't do that. You got to work with it. You have to do Avodas Hashem. That's how it is. And Ruchnis is going to be better. Everything's going to be better for you. You don't have to digress about so many different things. She'll let you learn. Anyway. So that's called Yotzer Adam. It's a new person. New person is a pshat. It's like the Sedei Ephron. Because when Avram bought it with that kesef, Tekuma! It's a good organization for a name. You know, a name for an organization. Tekuma! Send your checks to Tekuma! Yeah, I like that. Okay. So that's Vayakam Sedei Ephron. Maybe that has to do with buying the field, because what that buying of the field made it Tekuma to the marriage. And the image is Hashem, when you get married, you will also have a Vayokom and it'll be a Tekuma. Okay, that's my pshat that I should say now. Anybody else want to say a pshat? Anything, a drush, a remez, a soid. Come on, think for a second. Look at the chumash, see if you can find something. How many times does it say the word B'nai Ches?
Six times.
Not bad. It's a wrong guess, but it's pretty good. It was better than any other guess you could have. It's a medrash. 10 times it says B'nai Ches in that first hole, in the sale of Avraham Avinu. B'nai Ches. Goyim. 10 times. The Medrash says, 10 times? B'nai Ches? That's a lot. Says the Medrash, K'neged Aseres HaDibros. What a Medrash. 10 times. B'nai Ches, because it says, it's K'neged Aseres HaDibros. And the Gemara says, the Medrash says on that, Kolamakayim Mekho Shel Tzadik, if you will help a Tzadik get a purchase, Ki'ilu Kiyim Aseres HaDibros. If you help the Tzadik get his purchase, you facilitate the deal and help him get what he wants, you're Mekayim Aseres HaDibros. B'nai Ches were very instrumental of going to Ephron and making sure that it was done in front of them, that Ephron can weasel diesel. You know what I mean? So they facilitated the sale that Avram should have in Ochzal Pelah. And that's why the Torah mentioned 10 times. Because as if they, the Goyim, were Mekayim Aseres HaDibros. Very powerful. Because you made the tzaddik, or the Talmid Chacham, purchase what he wanted to purchase. You made it go through the deal. Okay? What does that have to do with marriage? Aseres HaDibros is split really into two parts. There's Bein Adam LeMalkum and Bein Adam. You ever hear that you saw it?
Yeah.
Right? On the right you have Bein Adam. And on the left you have. Okay. Marriage has to involve two parts. This is a long schmooze by itself. Two parts. The Bein Adam L'Chaveiro and the Bein Adam L'Mokum. Because now you have somebody else to take care of. Constantly. It's not like a roommate that you could just go out, disappear for a few days and go on a vacation and forget about your spouse. Either way. The shlemus of a marriage is that there has to be the relationship that you worry about the Ruchnius, the Bein Adam L'Mokum, and to worry about the Bein Adam L'Chaveirum. Which means there's Ruchnius and there's Midos. Midos. A person has to but even when he looks for shidduch, what should be the most important thing?
Midos.
Midos. Where do you know that from?
His book.
Rivka.
The book?
Rivka.
There's a few books.
Avram.
From Avram?
Rivka.
Why? Oh, what do you see from Rivka?
Rivka.
He'll judge based on if she feed the camels.
And him.
She feeds the camel?
Yeah. And him.
Okay. The water didn't come up.
So maybe, she did a great job.
Well, maybe it didn't, but
she's Rizus.
It's Rizus. The whole chesed over there.
Yeah, I mentioned Eliezer and Rivka, a whole bunch of things.
Right. And what about the relatives? How were they?
They were
loving
the best of people.
Yes, they weren't too nice people, right? Mm. No. They were over there with Azara. Mm. So how do you take in someone as a mechutin?
That's why
they
don't
have a family. A mechutin that has a Avodah
Zorah.
Yeah. Right? It could be also that she might have had a Avodah Zorah. Could it have been?
Married a girl, not a family.
Right? We're not saying that she didn't have a Avodah Zorah. Could be she had a Avodah Zorah. She came from parents who have a Avodah Zorah. Usually a Avodah Zorah is a Messiah from one to the other.
I just three.
Right? Parents have Avodah Zorah, Avodah Zorah. So could she have Avodah Zorah? He didn't check if she didn't have what. How did Eliezer know? How did Eliezer know she didn't have Avodah Zorah? He didn't know. No one sent him a resume from Rivka that said, like, I went to Beis Yaakov and I went to seminary and I took a second year in seminary. What does that mean? I don't know what it means. So how did he know? He said the whole thing's based on chesed. If she's a balas midas, then it's okay. Ah, what about the Veda Zara? We could work on that. But she doesn't have midas, it's nothing to talk about. It's called Zanat Nogel. It's not Nogel. Because midas are very hard to change. Very hard to change. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, who was the founder of the Muslim movement, said it's easy to learn Shas than to change one meter. I didn't mean Daf Yomi. Learn Shas, but Ian, than to change a meter. Because a meter is an inborn nature or a acquired nature, a second nature, either way. And that is difficult to change. But Das, person has the wrong Das, because he understands the world like this. He perceives Hashem as this. So you change the Das. That's easy to change. Das is more fluid. They didn't know the truth. You tell them the truth. Says, wow, I never knew that. Midas, you know you do crummy things, but you don't want to change. It's too hard. He says, I can't change. So therefore, you see from the whole shidduch of Lavan, the shidduch of Rivka with Yitzchak was all about the midas. The midas were more important than even the first side. The side that Bein Olam Mamakum. Ikar is the midas. Because that's what you have to live with all the time. You didn't know to learn halacha so well? Teach him halacha. As long as the person wants to have that relationship with Hashem, you'll give them the das, how to do it. But to change midas, if you're selfish, if the person has selfish, self-centered, narcissistic, that's very hard to change. Even with therapy, hard to change. So that's important to know in a marriage. You go for marriage, it says, Bein Olam Mamakum, very nice, she says to Hillel. Wonderful, check. You know? But you want to know that Ashidam is three times a week. Oh, very nice. Even Marv? Wow. Two checks. But if he doesn't do chesed, then she's not sensitive. That's a zero. Don't deal with the shidduch. Because that's hard to change. Unless someone is very motivated. Very motivated. And understands what it means to have a relationship with Hashem. And what is an Adam from the Lashon of Adameh? What is Adam Adameh? Huh?
Similar.
I can't hear.
Similar.
I would be like. Not I will like. Because then you can like ice cream, you can like cherry pie. I will be like. Who are you going to be like? Hashem. Hashem gives us a list of all the meters that you should try strive for. Therefore, when you're an Adam, to be an Adam, you have to be... You've got to be a mensch. As the Kutzker Rebbe used to say, Anshei Kodesh Tihiyun Li. Anshei Kodesh Tihiyunli, be holy people. And he used to say, like it was sharp, Anshei Kodesh, be a mensch before your Kodesh. Be a mensch. Anshei, be a mensch. Have midas, have derech eretz. Be sensitive. Don't be selfish. That comes before the Kedusha. Yeah, there's two parts. But you got to know the midas is on the other side of the Seres Hadibros. And that's why we connect the purchase of the Soda of Ephraim to Kiddushin. Because it has 10 times the Bnei Ches in that purchase. Because they're the ones who facilitated it. And that's to tell you that the pshat is, if you help the tzaddik out, you have a Seres HaDibros. And what is Aseres HaDibros? There's two parts. There's the Bein Adam L'Makom, Bein Adam L'Hashem, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. You have the Anshei and you have the Kodesh. Remember that in a marriage, you got to work on both. You got to make sure the Shidduch has both. Means you too. The girl knows this word too. Don't think you're the only one who knows this word. Girl knows the word too. So if you don't have good meters, she might say no to you. And say, it's not for me. I need a caring person. I need a sensitive person. A person just thinking about himself. So that's Kiddushin, Kiddushin, Kicha, Kicha, Misday, Ephraim. In the meantime, I didn't hear any of your pshatim. I think I was selfish and just told you mine.